Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Appreciate that, Jerry. Dr. Michael Osterholm is a Regents Professor, University of Minnesota, also McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health. He's also the Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. We call that CIDRAP. He's a professor in the Technological Leadership Institute, College of Science and Engineering, an adjunct professor in the medical school, all at the University of Minnesota, and much more. But he's also a guest here on the Morning News. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, David. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to hear, because I know you've been working on the COVID-19, the CIDRAP viewpoint. You came out with another series. Any information that you can share with us on that, Dr. Osterholm?
Yeah, well, the viewpoint we addressed this time was a topic that we've been talking about here on this very show, about the issue of what might happen in the upcoming weeks in terms of the increase in cases. We've all been, obviously, very pleased to see the number of cases dropping over the course of the past month, from a high of well over 200,000 cases a day to today about 71,000 reported cases. I'd remind you that number is still higher than it was when we had the house on fire moments last summer and last spring. So it still is a reminder of just what really a serious situation this is. But our report actually looks at what happens if we see this B117 surge. This is the variant virus from the UK that is causing such a big increase in number of cases and severity of illnesses throughout countries in Europe, in the Middle East. And now we're seeing it begin to spread here in the North America, and quite substantially. It's just at that point where I think many of us believe it's about to take off. And even modeling data from the CDC supports that by mid to late March, it could be by far the most dominant strain here, which if that were to occur, that would pose a very significant risk in terms of number of cases, number of hospitalizations, and number of deaths. And now that we have vaccine, which is a great, great news, this vaccine will work against this particular variant. The problem we have is we just don't have enough vaccine. And so this report was about how can we most effectively use the vaccine. And if we currently support what we're doing now as the approach we're going to take going into the next month, we could easily see 160,000 plus hospitalizations and more than 56,000 deaths due to this new surge. Whereas if we take the approach of what we're suggesting of deferring second doses, we have data now showing that these first doses really are very effective in and by themselves. We could actually reduce hospitalizations at 161,000 down to less than 50,000, and we could reduce the number of deaths from the 56,000 number to less than 17,000 deaths. And so this is now out there. Our group, along with a number of other medical experts who are co-authors on this report, are putting this forward for the U.S. government to consider, and consider quickly. We don't have a lot of time, but we think that this could surely be a life-saving activity if we were to take this up.
Dr. Osterholm, just moments ago, and you probably saw this earlier, but it just is being announced now, the FDA is out with a positive review of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What is your reaction to that?
Well, that's great news, and we'll use all the vaccine we can get. But the problem with that is that a lot of that vaccine is not going to be coming until later in March or early April at the earliest. And so the challenge we have right now is, you know, as a former defense secretary once said, you don't go to war with what you want, you go to war with what you got. And right now we are in a war with this virus, and this is only the amount of vaccine that we have. People in this community already know that there's been a real tough time finding vaccine. And based on our current vaccine approaches, coming to the end of March, we would still have more than 30 million Americans 65 years of age and older without one single drop of vaccine. And we know that age is the single strongest risk factor for serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Right now, over 80% of all the deaths in this country are occurring in people 65 years of age and older. So the Johnson & Johnson information is good news. But again, we got to figure out what we're going to deal with in the next 4 to 6 weeks in terms of what this surge could be all about.
Before I let you go, Dr. Osterholm, again, and I read this over the course of the weekend, we've chatted about this, but most researchers say that even once lots of people are vaccinated, there will still be COVID outbreaks. Will they be limited in nature? How will it be different?
Well, it's this is worth a whole nother hour discussion, David, but let me just say quickly, there's several things. Number one is it's about these new variants, these new viruses that are mutating. There is a concern that several of the variants actually have the ability to escape the immune protection from either vaccine or from natural infection. And so should spread, then we have challenges with our current vaccines and how well they'll work. So that's going to be one issue that until we have a better sense of if that will happen or not, we can't say that we're going to be completely out of the woods with new vaccines. Second of all, it's going to matter how many people take the current vaccines. If we see a segment of our society deciding they're not going to get vaccinated, then they will always be at risk for getting infected. That means infections will continue in our community. And surely among those who are vaccinated, that's, you know, they'll have a large level of protection. But for those that are not, we could still see outbreaks occurring. So this is why we also need to continue. I keep saying we got to move vaccine the last mile, i.e. getting it to the locations in our communities where it can be used. And then we need to move it that last inch. We got to get that needle into the arm to make sure that we protect people.
Dr. Osterholm, appreciate your time. We'll look forward to reading more about the study that you just released as well. Thanks for your time here today,
Mike. Thanks, David. Have a good one. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, University of Minnesota, some new research just out from SIDRAP. And that new information about Johnson & Johnson's vaccine will come your way in 2 minutes with the CBS update with Steve Simpson. That's straight ahead on WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.